Again, we'll be checking back with Mayor Mizandi a little later on this afternoon. And once again, I hate to sound like a pre-recorded show, but 586-2721 is the phone number to call. And in the Greenfield area, 774-2717. Those are the phone numbers. You've got to call, folks. It is a good cause. We're here because we believe in the cause strongly. The Jimmy Fund, it's the Boston Red Sox official charity. You hear the games all season long. And we're hoping that you can both thank Ken Coleman and also the boys on the Boston Red Sox team, because they do a fine job for us year after year. We need your help, your support this afternoon, and it's just a very easy way of saying thank you. Whether it's pennies, nickels, or maybe some quarters, half dollars, and dollars, maybe even some paper money, too. Either you can, you know, call it in or stop down here at the mall. We've got Ginny Musanti out there. She's what is she handing out, Greg?
Well, as I see it, she's got a handful of posters, plus I know she's got access to license plates and these little trophies, which perhaps we're not getting rid of as many as we'd like to because we're not talking about it enough. These are the Jimmy Fund salutes 100 years of UMass football that were given to everyone who attended our sports dinner yesterday at the Northampton Hilton. It was a terrific time, and Coach Pickett, I know that all of the people who came around from the radiothon, or excuse me, from the sports dinner, came, people who came from all over the country actually to be part of the sports dinner, had a terrific time, as did everyone in the audience yesterday.
Oh, no question about it. I know that many of our players came back, and through the evening they commented to me many times the great time they were having, and also mentioned it was nice being able to be amongst their friends and yet be such assistance to a great cause.
Well, I'll tell you something. It certainly was a good time. You know, myself, as I have admitted through sometimes looking ignorant in the past, I'm not the biggest. I don't follow sports on a day-to-day level. But I tell you, I enjoyed the program so much, and I got to meet an awful lot of people yesterday, and it was just a really terrific time. It was a great day for us all, a great day for Hampshire County, and a great day for sports.
Well, we've got a number of players that are in pro football, and it was great to have people like Bruce Kimball back there. Ed McElhinney plays in Calgary, and these people that have been involved with the program I've been here 12 years, and it was just a great reunion. I'm a big guy on reunions anyway, and when you get involved with athletes, you know that America really becomes very small, because whenever these things happen, athletes do come together and are very productive. And you know, the other thing is, I think that people lose sight of the fact that they're doing it on their own too.
Yesterday, Coach, when we were listening to the people who were sitting at the head table and addressing us, there were two people, two very special people who have been touched by the Jimmy Fund themselves. And I'm not sure if you're aware of their stories or not.
I know that Paul Graham is one who played football at the University of Massachusetts. He's a great player here. He played in the 60s, but he's a very successful businessman and has been touched by this disease the last year. And it's very touching to hear him speak of his own experience. And it's amazing when you're at a banquet like that and there are 500 people and there are so many things around you, the videotapes that they had. It's just a great show, and the silence that comes over the crowd when a guy like that gets up and stands and speaks. Everybody's listening, because I guess you know it's from the heart.
It was a great, touching experience, and I guess overall, because we know it's for the good cause that it is, it was just really a terrific night. And I'm repeating myself. You know, so many times you find yourself in a position where words cannot express. But last night was just really a terrific night, and I know that it was.
Well, it's much like some of the great plays that we have in sports. You know, it's if you're there to experience them, you really appreciate them. For someone to leave the game and go out to and repeat the play to somebody, there's just nowhere near the appreciation as being there, seeing it. And it's just like when someone like that stands up and speaks, you've got to be there and see it to have the real appreciation of it.
And so many people helped us out yesterday, by the way, with the sports dinner, including the Del Padre store, who's one of the people who lent us a TV screen, Channel 22 in Springfield, lent us one of the big TV screens. It was just a great cooperative effort by a lot of people. But that's teamwork, and that's what it's all about, right?
You better believe it. That's athletics, and I'd like to mention another guy who I'll tell you made a great contribution to that banquet last night. And once again, talking about plays that you experience and things of that nature, right now we're in our office. We got one of our coaches, Steve Thielander, who just spent a tremendous amount of time helping put a lot of that film together. And only I and the rest of the coaches and our staff realize the time and effort that he put into helping with that film. And I'm telling you, he put a lot of time into it, and I appreciate what he's done. And just wanted to mention his name to you people.
Yeah, well, great. Thank you very much. Everybody did a great job. You know, Charlie Pellett. Charlie?
I'm here.
I was just thinking, if people aren't coming to us, why don't we go to some people?
You know,
why don't you get up and head out over there and see if we can talk to some of the people who are here at the Hampshire Mall today and use some of your charm.
I was going to say, Greg, a couple of years ago when I was at WHMP on a full-time basis, I used to be on the radio during the evenings, and that was a lot of fun. But the thing that I really enjoyed the most, I would have almost worked for free, but I wouldn't have told you that way back when. The thing that I enjoyed the most was getting out, meeting people, because people are really the key to radio. If we don't have people, we don't have listeners. And on top of that, there are so many nice people that I met over the years, and I always felt that probably one of the best things to do is to get out there, to greet the people in person, to say hello, and to go out there and conjure up some support. So
let's do that, Charles.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck? We've got the facilities to take us all over the place, so let's head on outside of our town here and run into a couple of people. Now, first of all, this afternoon, I want to talk to a young woman from WWLP Channel 22 in Springfield who is helping us out this afternoon. Ginny, you're walking around with a big fish bowl trying to get some money. How are things going so far? Thank you, sir. Thank you. Wait. Before we talk to Ginny, let's come on over here and let's get your name. Your name, sir?
Mike McCretsky.
Mike, where are you from?
From Hadley.
What do you do, Mike, for a living?
Working at Rosemook Company.
Fantastic. I want to thank you for the contribution. I'm not going to say how much it was because it's the fact that you donated that counts. That's the thing that counts with us this afternoon.
God bless you, everybody.
You too. Thank you very much. Ginny Musanti, I was going to say, we've got people stopping by and donating. We have got a big fish bowl. How are things going so far?
Very, very well. The shoppers here today are quite generous. There's a lot of activity here in the mall. People have come out for the sales. I think they're appreciative of the buys that they're getting and perhaps some of the money they've been saving. They've been generous enough to share with us. The most rewarding thing is to see how the children are responding to this cause. They're coming over with their change or whatever, and they're just really coming up here and being very, very generous with us.
All right. We have several premiums to give away this afternoon for people who do choose to donate. And Mark Berman from WPOE up in Greenfield, Massachusetts, we've got some Boston Red Sox posters, correct?
Well, these are very special Boston Red Sox posters. They're Boston Jimmy Fund posters. Now, of course, the Jimmy Fund is the official charity of the Boston Red Sox and has been for many years. And this beautiful full-color poster features the likenesses of baseball cards dating well back into the 1930s, right up until today, going all the way back to Lefty Grove through Frank Malzone, Johnny Pesky, Tony Canigliaro, Jim Rice, you name it. The Red Sox stars of the past 45 years are on this poster in a beautiful collage. And if anyone would like to stop by the Hampshire Mall or perhaps even 154 Federal Street in Greenfield, they'll be able to obtain one of these for a very modest donation to the Jimmy Fund. And of course, we have Jimmy Fund license plates. And up in Greenfield, we have AM/FM radios that we're giving away with the emphasis on AM, of course. And we also have a digital watch that we're giving away for a very modest donation as well.
Yes. You folks have an open house, have been having an open house for much of the day. How much longer is that going to go on for, Mark?
Well, that's going to go on until about 4:45, and we do have donuts and coffee. I guess the donuts are pretty much gone by now, but there is coffee and Pepsi-Cola. And anyone who stops by and just says hello and perhaps makes a donation, whatever they can afford, will get a Jimmy Fund fresh carnation. And,
all right.
We'd like to thank everyone stopped by 154 Federal Street in Greenfield and has called up to make a donation.
We will be checking in with our friends up there in Greenfield at WPOE to find out how things are going in just a couple of minutes. I want to meet some of our little friends here. Young man, hi. What's your name?
Kevin.
What was that?
Kevin.
Oh, how old are you?
Kevin.
All right. Now, here's a young man who stopped up and will be making a donation. Can we meet the rest of the folks from the family? Come on over here. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. We're going to put you on two radio stations at once here in Western Mass. What's your name?
Heidi. Heidi Kochapsky.
Where are you from, Heidi?
Originally from Germany.
All right. Now where do you live? In the Amherst, Northampton area? Beautiful city. Are you having fun here this afternoon?
Yes, I do.
All right. You're aware of our cause, right? And if
yes.
not, I'd be happy to tell you all about it. We're here raising money for Children's Cancer Hospital in Boston. And who's the young man over there?
That's Kevin.
And how old is Kevin?
2.
All right. He's a nice young guy. He's got a little slugger baseball hat, and he looks like a nice guy. I want to thank you for stopping by. Have you had a good time here at the mall today?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Lots of shopping?
Well, yeah, spending money.
it hurts, but in these tough times, there are some incredible bargains down here, and they've got sidewalk sale days, music, and lots of good bargains, right?
Charlie.
Thank you very much.
All right, Heidi, thank you very much, and we've got a call back from our control post. Greg Adams, what do you say we go up to Greenfield, Massachusetts, and check in with our friends?
I'd like to do that. And then, Charlie, also, I understand you have some of those wacky wall walkers to demonstrate against the pavilion right next door. I gave you a long enough wire. I want to see you do some demonstrating while Bob Sawyer is talking to us on the telephone here on the radio. And then let's see if we can raise a few bucks with those, because it's a very fun donation from Elder Lumber Stores in Amherst, Belchertown, and South Deerfield.
There is a young man who works for WHMP who I would like to introduce a little later on this afternoon. Eric Snook is his name. People have heard him on the air for years, and he is one of the guys that's running around trying to get money for these wacky wall walkers, which I believe is the full, proper, correct name, but I'll be demonstrating those, telling people how they work. And, again, with Mark Berman throwing them against some glass windows and letting people see precisely what they are. 26 minutes after 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, Jimmy Fund 1983. Let's go right up to Greenfield, Massachusetts, and bring in Bob Sawyer.
Okay, we're going to take a slightly shorter report from Bob Sawyer right now. And then just before 4:45, we're going to take a kind of a wrap-up for the people up at WPOE who's going to be signing off a little on the early side. You know, an awful lot's happening down here, Bob, and I hope as much is going on up there in Greenfield in the last waning moments of our radiothon. We've got an awful lot of good things to report, including, of course, this bid and donation from the Michael F. Curtin Post VFW on both the baseball and the bat. They've got two pieces of the old left field wall already, and so this is going to round out their collection very well, and they're terrific supporters. How are things going up in Greenfield?
Well, we have been very, very busy. We've had quite a day, and I want to thank you for the introduction. I must say I'm a little bit envious. I'd like to be down there watching those wall walkers myself right now, because we have heard about them because of the folks at Elder Lumber. They're promoting them up here, too. But let me go into the more serious business while I still have a couple of minutes to be with you. We have a couple of more pledges that we want to send out on the airwaves. We got a pledge today for a donation from Clarice Zuron of Deerfield in memory of Ronald Shalosky. And we want to thank you very much. Matthew Gregory of Sunderland would like to challenge any young person involved in youth league or little league baseball to contribute a dollar or two to the Jimmy Fund to help the kids who can't play baseball. We want to thank young Mr. Gregory for that very fine effort. And we want to issue a couple of challenges one more time that we have issued already for the last couple of hours. One of them is from the Final Frontier Arcade in Greenfield. They've pledged $25 to the Jimmy Fund today, and they've challenged all of the arcades in the listening area of our two stations to match this pledge. So the guys at the Dream Machine and Spectrum and Just Fun and at the Video Barn, you are hereby challenged, and you still have time to meet the challenge of a $25 donation from the Final Frontier. And, of course, we have issued a challenge to all of the people out there who have won prizes on WPOE, and there are lots of you because we're always giving away goodies. And if you won something from the station, you can pay us back by donating to the Jimmy Fund today in the time that we have left to participate in this broadcast. We have had an open house all afternoon. A lot of the goodies are gone. I would like to mention that those AM/FM radios are gone. I heard Mark mention that they were available. We had two of them courtesy of the Leader Beverage Corporation. They were a can of Pepsi AM/FM radios. They went for $15 apiece to the Jimmy Fund, so we raised $30 for the Jimmy Fund for those, but they are gone now. What is still left is the Novus Electronics Quartz Watch for a $35 donation, the Duffel Bag for a $25 donation, and the six-pack cooler for a $10 donation. We still have them. They are sitting here, and you still have time to make a donation or phone in a pledge, and we'll put it aside for you. If you can't make it down today, call 774-2717. We'll put the item aside. If you make the pledge in the amount that we request, we'll keep it aside, and you can come by our studio here maybe next week, and you'll have a chance to pick it up. We also still have the offer, 18-inch sterling silver serpentine chains from Hog Hollow, the country jeweler in downtown Greenfield. We're looking for a $15 pledge on that. And once again, just give us a call, make the pledge, say, hey, I'd like one of those chains to give my wife or my girlfriend on Valentine's Day. Just think what a nice present that would be for Valentine's Day, knowing that the money you spent has gone to help the Jimmy Fund. Call us at 774-2717. We'll put them aside for you, see that you get them. We are going to have to be signing off the air at 4:45 due to the FCC, and not because of any lack of desire on our part to participate further in the Jimmy-thon. And I guess in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be on with Mark Berman. We'll wrap things up from this end. So we'll send it back to the Hampshire Mall guys, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay, there we go. If I turn up the microphone here, it always works better. Bob, it's almost sad. You know, this day has gone by very fast. And now, with just 15 minutes or so left up to be broadcasting in Greenfield, all we can do is make our final plea. If you're listening to us up in Greenfield, or, of course, if you're listening to us here, but another 15 minutes, let's keep those phones busy for the next 15 minutes. And then even longer than that, there are going to be people manning the phones down here at the Hampshire Mall until 6 o'clock today. The number, Greenfield, is 774-2717. And in Hampshire County here at the Hampshire Mall, it's 586 586- 2721. It's an awful lot of hard work, and I just hope that we can get really busy for the next 15 minutes. And we're going to be breaking out our latest subtotal here. Hopefully it's going to remain a subtotal, and we'll keep growing as the afternoon progresses. And, Bob, we're going to be doing that just before sign-off, so we'll see how actually fruitful our work today has been. So, Bob, we'll be talking to you again in about 3 minutes. There you go. He hung up on me. And now Bob Pickett and the mayor, I guess you got a few more donations over there to acknowledge.
Well, we've got three donations from three local towns. First, Raleigh Jacobs, who's from Channel 22 down in Springfield, has made a contribution, a great sports fan, a great sports announcer. Appreciate that, Raleigh. And from Hadley, Massachusetts, my town, Stephanie Uronis has made a contribution. And from down in East Hampton, Evelyn Leonard has made a contribution. We appreciate that.
Okay, we just heard a little blast of the past coming out of here as the music starts to pipe up for the radio for the big concert that's coming with the Belmontones here at the Hampshire Mall. So a lot's going on. Now, Mayor, I don't know if those have been read or not, so let's be on the safe side. What do you say?
Okay.
Well, you've got there, I believe, is a bid on the at this point, the prevailing bid on the old piece of the left field wall. Am I right?
Apparently that's correct. Bruce Silva, 41 South Street, East Hampton, has bid $100 on this piece of the green wall. I think it's a shame to let it go for that. I'd like to see a little friendly competition here. It's for a very good cause, the Sydney Farber Cancer Institute Jimmy Fund. We've also mentioned that the VFW has bid $500 on the Jim Rice bat, and the auxiliary from the VFW has bid $200 on the baseball that's been signed by all of the members of the Red Sox baseball club. We would hope to have other clubs in the city of Northampton coming through and either making a contribution or a bid on some of these items, and we would hope also that the people of the community, a very caring community, would call in their bids, and any bid is large enough, $1, $10, whatever. Would be very much welcome, would go a long way. When you put them all together, they make up a good piece of money that helps with this very dreaded disease, and I don't think people are going to stop until it's licked. And people from this area have contributed every year, and we hope to keep that up.
And Mayor, standing over by the telephones right now, Charlie Pellett is ready to do his thing over there and see what we can do about making those telephones ring. Charlie, let's see if we can get all three phones to ring in the next couple of minutes, and that's a good start.
Well, Greg, I wish I could have more to do with it. I would love to be able to stand here and magically make those phones ring. It doesn't work that way. It works because of the people that are listening up in Greenfield, and it works because of the people in the Amherst, Northampton, East Hampton area that are at home right now, sitting around listening to the radio. They've thought about calling, and they just need that extra push. They need to be motivated, but let me give you the numbers in case that is what is holding you back. 586-2721. The phones have to ring. It's a good cause. There are people who are spending their days here volunteering their time. There are people in business and private organizations and nonprofit groups that are volunteering their time for weeks and months ahead to get this thing on the air this afternoon. 774-2717 in the Greenfield area. All these people have been helping out. They have been spending time organizing this thing, and we need you to call. We're raising money for a good cause. If if I could stand on my head to make you call, I'd do that. 586-2721, 742717. It is an incredibly important cause.
And
children's cancer, we're here to help. Jimmy Fund, it's in Boston, Massachusetts, and we've got to have you call. Please make those phones ring, 586-2721 in the Amherst, Northampton area, 774-2717. Greg?
Charlie, yes, there's one other thing that I'd like to mention right now, and I see the good-looking guy there at the end of the table taking telephone pledges. He's on the phone right now. That's Jim Sadowski of the Williams Distributor Company down in Springfield. He's also the very, very competent president of the Jimmy Fund Council of Western Massachusetts, who basically we do this program under the wing of the Jimmy Fund Council. He's got some good news about a pledge that they're making due to a particular promotion with the Mount Tom ski area. Now, because the snow came as late as it did, we've been able to, well, we had to delay the big promotion, but he's got a pledge, and he knows about that. And we're going to be talking to Jim, I guess, as soon as he gets off the phone. But first, we're going to take a two-minute break as we separate to do a little commercial business, and we'll be right back with Charlie Pellett.
The fabulous 50s are back at Hampshire Mall, along with a fabulous sidewalk sale today. The era of tail fins, shabooms, and hula hoops, as Hampshire Mall mixes golden oldies with new low prices. Dozens of fine stores are setting out hundreds of quality items at breathtaking sidewalk sale markdowns. Enjoy big savings and stroll the mall for a look at vintage 1950s automobiles on display. Register for a jukebox giveaway. There'll be hula hoop contests and a limbo contest with lots of prizes. Tonight, starting at 6 o'clock, the mall is featuring two live bands, the Cleftones and the Belmonts, playing favorites of the 50s. Bring the family. It's a fun for all as the fabulous 50s come back to Hampshire Mall today. Be sure to stop in at Hampshire Mall, Route 9 Hadley. Be sure to visit WHMP's Radiothon broadcast for the Jimmy Fund, live from the mall today with Ken Coleman, voice of the Boston Red Sox.
Tony Frenari likes people, and people like Tony. They appreciate the time and attention he gives them. They enjoy his friendliness and high spirits. And they especially like the services they find at Frenari's Keepsake Diamond Center. Tony's Hampshire Mall store is loaded with terrific buys and some very fine jewelry. Rings, earrings, birthstones, diamonds, pendants, chains, necklaces, watches. High quality items at absolutely the lowest prices around. For those of you who have a precious stone or diamond, check it out. You'll find that, in time, a setting may loosen, the color may fade, or the style may become out of date. Frenari's can remount your precious stone or diamond in a beautiful new setting of 14-karat white or yellow gold. In fact, they can do it while you wait. Bring it in any Friday between 1 and 7 p.m. You'll be thrilled at the results and pleased by the low price. For any problem or need involving jewelry, stop in and talk it over with Tony. He'll be glad to help. And you'll be glad you found Frenari's Keepsake Diamond Center. Hampshire Mall, Route 9, Hadley.
Okay, hello there. Getting a little punchy here, having problems with these confusing dials and buttons. We have got a number of things to do in the next 5 minutes. In the course of the next 5 minutes, we are going to go live again to Greenfield to talk to Bob Sawyer. We've got an interesting, good piece of news for Bob Sawyer up there. One of your challenges has been met down here. Also, we're acknowledging a pledge from a good friend, Mary Ellen Scott, who says, hello, Mayor Musanti. You can say it now, actually. Here we go.
Hi, Mary Ellen, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Now, Charlie Pellett is standing by. He's going to talk to Jim Sadowski about what our pledge is going to be for the Mount Tom Ski weekend, which has been rescheduled, and perhaps you can talk that up for us for a few minutes there, actually for 30 or 40 seconds.
All right, I was going to say I almost wish I wasn't talking to Jim because I wish he was on the phones instead. 586-2721. 774-2717. And Jim, a couple of minutes with you while people take the time to call in and pledge their contributions to the Jimmy Fund this afternoon. I understand you've got some good news for us, correct?
Yes, sir. Charlie, last year, Mount Tom, Greg Confer, Dave Moore, Jimmy Joe O'Connell had a Jimmy Fund Michelob Light ski promotion and had raised $2,500. This year, unfortunately, as everybody knows, the weather has not been too conducive for skiing, so we've had to postpone the ski races until February 4th, 5th, and 6th, but we fully expect to raise $3,000 or $4,000, which is, again, more than we had raised last year in a couple of weeks. So we'd like to include this somehow in the Radiothon if Greg Adams can work that out.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. We'll check back with you a little later on this afternoon, and I just hope that people would keep you busy. Can you give the phone numbers for us this afternoon just so that people know what they are and know that they will be talking to you?
That's 586-2721. 586-2721. Please give us a call.
Okay, and also for our listeners up in Greenfield at WPOE, 774-2717 is the number to call. And speaking of WPOE, once again, here's Mark Berman.
Well, Mark Berman here, and Bob Sawyer, you up there in Greenfield?
What? Before I connect Bob Sawyer to you, I want you to know that the Dream Machine here at the Hampshire Mall in Hadley has met the challenge of the final frontier. It met the challenge of a pledge for $30, so they have meet and beat the Final Frontiers pledge that was made earlier today in response to the challenge, and there's $30 I know we wouldn't have raised if they hadn't made that challenge pledge. So there's some good news to start off our quick little break here.
Well, good work to the Dream Machine, and good work to the Dream Machine, and the Final Frontier can still raise that 30 to at least 35 and perhaps 50. There's still time. We're going to be leaving in just a little while. Bob, are you out there?
I'm right here.
Okay, we've been having a fun time today, and you've done a great job, and I'd like to thank all of our volunteers, MJ Gregory and Matthew Gregory and all the rest at WPOE. And I'd like to remind the people, too, that
even though we'll be signing off the air, the Pledge Center will still be open, and you can still call and make a pledge at 774-2717, as well as 586-2721, or stop by 154 Federal Street in Greenfield or the Hampshire Mall. Bob?
Well, thank you very much. We are going to be manning the phone lines for a while yet, even though we have to leave the air because of the law. We are going to have the phone lines open for the Jimmy Fund because it's such a great cause. And the number up here is 774-2717. Let me just thank my board engineers today for doing a great job. We had Judy Gold on the board this morning, and Sean Matthews has been manning the controls since 1 o'clock, and they have served very well, doing something rather original and unique for WPOE, being involved in a two-station broadcast and all that, and they had to do a few things differently from what they're used to, and we thank them for such a great job coordinating this whole thing. And I want to thank everybody out there that has called in and made pledges here at the station. I'd like to thank the various business people who called in and who came by, especially Ernie Lewison from Spencer Brothers Ford. Joy Whitney came by from JC's Package Store. We had Chris Meck here today from H&R Block. Ann Hamilton from the Board of Selectmen and the Greenfield Chamber of Commerce all dropped by and talked to us during the course of this broadcast, and we thank them all very much. And, of course, it just goes without saying that all of you out there who have not yet had a chance to call us and make a pledge, please do so. We'll be manning the phones for a while yet, and the number is 774-2717. Mark?
Well, thank you very much. And last but not least, I would like to thank the Advisory Council of the Jimmy Fund, and I would also like to thank Ken Coleman and the entire Jimmy Fund staff from Boston. And thanks for having WPOE a part of this Jimmy-thon 1983. It's been our pleasure, and we hope to do it again next year. And there's some big information, I think, with Mr. Greg Adams over here. I'm going to top it over to Charlie Pellet, too.
Okay. Oh. We've got an awful lot of people on here. By the way, Bob, you're still online here.
Okay.
Charlie Pellet is going to talk to our chief accountant here today, who's been tallying and keeping very, very busy. And here at the last minute or so, I wonder if we can come up with the tally raised so far. And I think it's something that we can be proud of. And Dick Christensen, I'd like you to meet Charlie Pellet. Pleased to meet you. Go ahead.
Okay, Charlie. As of a quarter to five, $8,264.40.
$8,264.40.
All right.
An awful lot of people working very, very hard for that. So on behalf of Charlie Pellet, on behalf of Peter Keenan, who's been running the show down here, Dick Christensen, Jim Sadowski, and so on and so forth, Mark Berman, and everybody at WPOE, we'd like to thank you so much for being part of our program today. It helped make it the success that it already is. And again, sincerely, on behalf of all of us at WHMP, it's been a pleasure to have you with us. Again, on behalf of the Jimmy Fund and everybody who the work that we do helps, thank you very much, and we hope to have you back again next year.
All right, and we're still going strong. We've got quite a bit more time to go here on WHMP, and 8264.40 is the tally so far today, and I'd like to see that up by quite a few more dollars,
Charlie,
before we're all
just
done.
In case we have to, just in case they have not broken programming, we have to say goodbye to Greenfield.
All
goodbye,
right,
and
I've
thank
got
you
some more
much.
Things, and let's say goodbye to WPOE in Greenfield, Massachusetts. And just because they're gone doesn't mean that we aren't. We're still going strong, right, Greg?
That's correct, and now we can go back to the business as we were discussing. It's always tough, you know, no matter how long the broadcast is, the last 5 minutes are always as filled with things that we have to announce, and so we're going to get to live through another one of those in only an hour and 15 minutes. So we've got a good deal of work to do still here so that we can come up to meet the $10,000 that we raised last year, that's for sure.
All right, and we also have a couple of guests that we'll be talking to a little later on. We've got Coach Pickett from the University of Massachusetts football team here. We've also got the Honorable Mayor of Northampton, David Musanti. And before we talk to those distinguished gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a colleague and an old friend, Eric Snook, who has been doing some work for us this afternoon. Eric is a familiar name on WHMP, and Eric has been running around outside dealing with both and quite a few mall merchants. What have you been up to, and how's it going to help the Jimmy Fund, Eric?
Well, Charlie, we were interested in seeing whether or not we couldn't find somebody from the WHMP listening area who wouldn't be interested in matching the Final Frontiers challenge. And so we worked with some very nice folks over at the Dream Machine right here in the Hampshire Mall in Hadley. And they have not only meeting the Final Frontiers challenge, but they've raised them $5. That's $30 challenge now to any video arcade in the area. Of course, it all goes to a very good cause, the Jimmy Fund.
Now, I've seen you come back with a couple of fistfuls of cash, too.
Well, you know, things were slowing down. People were eating dinner, and we just wanted to know, or everybody here in the mall to know what was going on. So we went out and talked to the people in the area, and a lot of people very supportive of the Sidney Farber Cancer Institute and the Jimmy Fund, and they all were just pushing money towards us, and we were very happy to be able to come back with fistfuls of cash and put them right in the fishbowl out front.